Former CBP chief, Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas turning U.S. into sanctuary country for illegal aliens. By John Binder on May 6, 2021. Former Acting Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Mark Morgan says President Joe Biden and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are turning the United States into a sanctuary country for illegal aliens. This week, as Breitbart News reported, internal data from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, showed that only 2,962 illegal aliens were deported in the month of April by ICE agents. The first time in recorded history the monthly deportation total has dropped under 3,000. Likewise, in March, just 3,716 illegal aliens were being deported by ICE agents. At the current pace, fewer than 55,000 illegal aliens are expected to be deported this fiscal year, the lowest annual number in recorded history. Forget sanctuary cities, this administration is rapidly turning the U.S. into a sanctuary country, Morgan, a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, said. The massive reduction of deportations has been driven by Biden's sanctuary country orders that prevent ICE agents from deporting about 9 in 10 illegal aliens with restrictions that ensure only recently convicted aggravated felons, terrorists, and known gang members are eligible for deportation. Morgan said in a statement that the gutting of Interior Immigration Enforcement is all by design to pack as many potential new voters for Democrats into the U.S. with the hopes of eventually passing an amnesty in Congress. Their strategy is clear, and strong policies that were stopping illegal immigration, process, and release as many illegal aliens at the border as quickly as possible, and then remove ICE's authority to deport these individuals once they are in the country, Morgan said of Biden and Mayorkas's agenda. The Biden administration and far-left members of Congress view these individuals as potential new voters down the line, especially if they can ram through a radical amnesty proposal for the tens of millions of illegal aliens already here, Morgan continued. When former President Trump was in office, he deported on average about 240,000 illegal aliens each year in 2017, 2018, and 2019. As The Washington Post notes, the drop in deportations has coincided with a drop in arrests of illegal aliens as well. As Breitbart News reported, ICE arrests of illegal aliens have been cut by 80% by the Biden administration compared to the same time last year. The Biden orders have likely allowed thousands of criminal illegal aliens to be released into American communities who would have otherwise been deported, one report states. Those illegal aliens include sex offenders. Today, anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens are living in the U.S. More than a million of those illegal aliens have final deportation orders by a federal judge but have yet to be deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.